Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, always excited to be here for another Mind Shifting Monday. Welcome to all of you that are listening via Blog Talk Radio, as well as those of you that are listening via MindShiftTalkRadio.com. And also a special thank you to those of you that are tuned in. I see quite a few people have already called in listening by phone, so thank you as well. And then a final thanks to those that are going to listen to the replay. I know that many people can't make it to the live show every Monday night. We wish you could, but we know it's not a reality. So thank you to those of you that will be listening to this replay. But again, welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio for those of you that are new to the show. It's a great place to be. This show is for regular people. I say regular people like you and I that are looking to be more successful, that want to achieve new heights and new levels of success, whether it's in terms of your personal development, your professional development. Maybe we need some tweaking in terms of health and wellness, spirituality, finances, any area of your life that you could possibly think of in which there needs to be a mind shift, a paradigm shift. This is the show that you need to be connected to every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you are not our friend on Facebook yet, we encourage you to do so. We love to have new friends. You can find us at facebook.com/mindshifttalkradio. And if you feel the need to drop us a line, feel free to do that at mindshifttalkradio.com. Go ahead and hit the contact us link. Also there you'll find more information about our guests, upcoming shows, and more about us, the host of Mindshift Talk Radio. When I say us, I do have a phenomenal woman that is my partner in success and crime. She's hilarious, and she keeps me grounded and focused every Monday night. So without any further ado, I want to introduce you to my dynamic co-host, Miss Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren. Happy Mindshift Monday, sis.
What it is, what it be, what it look like, homie. Happy Mindshift Monday to you as well.
And again, another happy belated birthday, since we just were able to celebrate our birthdays this weekend.
Happy birthday to you.
Ooh. I'll let you keep that one. So say happy birthday to us.
Yes, happy birthday. Hope you enjoyed celebrating yourself.
I did, and did you and Mama? Mama Nita, enjoy as well.
Oh, I'm sure her more so than me.
I tell you, that's why we're just off my... I think I should change our name. Like, I always talk about the two of us, but I think we should just be like the terrific three, the dynamic trio. What do you think? Should we bring your mom in?
Oh, wait. Io.
No, I'm talking about your mom.
Oh, talk about a mind.
Speaking of that, that's a serious one, right? And you need to be open to it.
Speaking of Io, you just mentioned her.
Oh, well, no, because you talked about Io, it just made me think that we need to reach out to her and have her come back on the show. She's been gone from home for a very long time.
We miss her.
Yes, Io, if you're listening, and you should be listening, we miss you. You're going to have to come back. Come home.
I knew you were going to sing. I knew it.
It's crazy. But anywho, so last week's show. Now, for those of you that may have missed last week's show, shame on you. Shame. But all hope is not lost. You can always go back and check out the replay. We do like to provide a brief recap of the previous week. So, sis, what was last week about?
You got me.
Okay, don't even see. Oh, gosh. Okay, so last week's show, guys, you can go back and check it out, mindshifttalkradio.com. We had the pleasure of speaking with a young author and speaker about his newest best-selling book, Breaking the Mold, Why Waste Talent, by William Lee Jr. Now, William Lee, yes, was phenomenal. He has... don't call that man Big Willis. He has been working on this book. Don't call him Willie, period. His name is William.
Chill Will. There we go.
Oh, gosh, I'm going to need you to get it together. But William Lee Jr. was here discussing his book, and he was talking about making a difference and proving that things can be done by your decisions and your dedication and your determination. So it was nice. He basically gave us a summary, kind of went through what to expect through this book. Again, it's one of those what I like to consider action guides and plans that can take you step by step through his own story. He's very transparent in this book, and he just talks about how we can go ahead and benefit from having this paradigm shift that we continue to talk about, this mind shift, and break beyond the barriers. And he talks about how important it is to be very determined and dedicated and just make the right decisions that are going to move you further and to progress you through life. So that's all I'm going to say about it without going into too much detail. He did share some key principles that we did discuss further in detail. But again, you can go back, check out the replay, mindshifttalkradio.com. Click on the archives. You can download it on your phone, your iPhone, your iPad, your Android, your laptop. There's no excuse. You can go ahead and get your mind shift on from last week. So that's pretty much it. Did I pretty much discuss it all? I think I got it all in a nutshell.
So I don't understand why Will Lee doesn't make Willie, but, yeah, you got it all.
Because he didn't tell you his name was Willie. He didn't tell you it was okay to call him Willie.
His name
is William.
Will Lee.
No,
Will
it's
I
William.
Lee.
Okay, we're not going to discuss this anymore. Yeah, we're not going to discuss this. So, moving forward, we have to get into this week's show.
Yeah.
I'm excited about this week. I tell you, we just have, like, the young men that are, like, blazing trails and out there sharing these encouraging messages. They're motivating the masses. I'm really excited about it, and I'm especially excited about tonight's guest because we get to keep it going with another phenomenal young man that is out there blazing the trail. So tonight we're going to be joined by our special guest, and I tell you guys, it has been some time that when I talk about persistence and perseverance, I think about Shawn Watson because he has been very persistent about making sure that he can share his message with the masses, as I said before, you know, being able to get his word out, whether he's discussing his latest book or he's talking about personal growth and development or just being transparent in his own right and sharing his own personal testimony and story of how he's been able to overcome, you know, life's challenges and trials. I say Shawn is definitely someone to commend. I'm very honored to have him on this show. I'm really excited about the message that he's going to share with us tonight. And just to give you, you know, a brief overview of who he is. As I shared before, he is a speaker, he is an author, and he's very transparent when he talks about how, as a child, he was diagnosed with a learning disability and how he became a victim of bullying, you know. And we hear the stories now. It's almost scary when we think about, you know, what's happening in the schools nowadays. And I know it's not being taken lightly. I know even at my son's school recently, they had the anti-bullying rally and so forth. But you think about kids already dealing with so many other challenges and difficulties. You know, maybe it may be at home, and then they're dealing with these challenges at school, and then you have to have the bullying on top of it. So there's so much that our children have to deal with nowadays. And Shawn confronts that, and he talks about that. He discusses it and just talks about how even as a child he was overlooked. He had to learn how to overcome these trials. He had to learn how to move forward and to move beyond his circumstances. And a lot of that is credited to the leadership and the guidance that he received from his closest friends and really his family members as a child. And so he shares his tips and he shares tools and he gives advice to not only young people, but to also adults, you know, just talking about things that we can do to be able to overcome those trials and those hurdles that we may face in our own lives. So I want him to go ahead and just introduce himself, tell you a little bit more about himself, and then also we're going to hear more about the message he'll be sharing with us tonight. So without any further ado, I do want to introduce you to tonight's special guest, none other than Mr. Shawn Watson. Shawn, welcome to Mindshift Talk Radio.
Well, thank you for having me, and good evening to everyone out there, and thank you for being on the call tonight. If I had to introduce myself, first of all, I always say that I am a man of God, and that's my first title, that's always going to be my first title right there, man of God. And you're right, I am a speaker. And I have a message because I'm just so blessed of what God has allowed me to do and the places that God has taken me, and I'm embracing the process. I'm embracing the process because the process gives me a testimony, and the testimony gives me a story to be able to go out and motivate other people as far as the transition they may need to make. To see their dreams come to life.
Definitely, that's awesome. Me. Awesome. Like I said, when I described you, purpose-driven and determined to win. So what are you going to be sharing with us tonight? What's the message you're going to be sharing with us tonight?
Well, tonight, I talk a lot about my book, but the book was mostly, it was my purpose, but I did it to really be an inspiration to a lot of people, because I hear so many different things out there about people, you know, saying they can't do this, they can't do that. And I just wanted to be an inspiration and to show them that if I could do it, you can do it. You know, we were brought here the same way. You know, I didn't come here with any more, any less than you did, you know, and it just, I'm going to just really just talk about, you know, what it takes, you know, what it takes to allow a dream to come to pass. That's what I'm going to talk about tonight.
Awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mindshift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. And tonight we're joined by author, speaker, and man of God, first and foremost, Shawn Watson, as he presents Purpose-Driven and Determined to Win. Feel free to join us in the chat room. The chat room is now open. So, Shawn, we're going to go ahead and pass the mic over to you. You can go ahead and share your message.
Okay. Well, again, we're starting off talking about a dream. A lot of us, you know, have a dream. A lot of us have a dream, but through circumstances and things that we go through, we feel at times that dream is impossible. Well, I'm here to tell you tonight that's not the case. When we come in this world, we come with potential. We come with potential automatically. Our responsibility is not to keep the potential. Our responsibility is to maximize the potential, and the gift that God has put into our heart and our spirit. Now tonight, it may be a lot of people out there who have a dream or have had a lifelong dream, and you've waited to pursue it, and you just didn't know how to pursue it. Well, tonight, when you get off this phone, you're going to know how to pursue it. And I can tell you like this. First of all, it starts with your spiritual relationship. It starts with your spiritual relationship, because that is the only way you're going to know your purpose. That communication with God, you know, that daily prayer, you know, all those things like that. Because when you're pursuing a dream, there's a lot of trials and tribulations, a lot of things you're going to go through, but not go through, but you're actually going to grow through. And if you don't have that spiritual relationship with God, you're not going to be able to have the strength, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding of what it takes to be able to go after your dream. And so that's going to be the first thing. That's going to be the first step we say is in achieving the dream. You got to have that relationship with God. That's the first and number one. The second one I'm going to say is that you must have faith. I hear that word all the time being used, faith and faith. The problem is faith is more than just five words. Faith is an action. Faith is seeing something that may not be there. A lot of times in my posts, when I write on Facebook, a lot of people may see me writing in existence, and they wonder, they're probably asking, what is he doing writing in existence? Well, I'm a believer that you have to see your dream spiritually before you can see it physically. That's where the faith comes in. Faith comes when you don't see something up close, but you can feel it. And by you having that faith in you and you being able to feel that and know that it's there, that's where you can say you have faith. Another thing is going to take a commitment. You got to be committed towards your dream. You know, you got to be disciplined. There's a lot of people out there right now. They don't have the self-discipline when it comes to their dreams. I mean, they're out there getting confirmation left and right. They don't have the discipline to be able to make their own mind up. And that's the important thing. You gotta be when God puts something on your heart, that is your dream. Your dream does not need confirmation. If He puts it on you, it's your responsibility to bring it to life. Next, you gotta be focused. The reason why I say this is that there's a lot of people out there, and they have this theme which you call a jack of all trades. And I can speak from this off of experience. I used to be a jack of all trades. The problem about it is when you're a jack of all trades, they say you're a master of nothing because you're going left, you're going right, you're going middle, you're going all across the world, and you're not finishing that one thing. And before you can finish it, you're going on to the other thing, and that doesn't build credibility and trust for you. So I'm going to say, You gotta have focus and concentration, focusing on that dream. It's gonna take a lot. It's gonna take a sacrifice on your part. But if it's your dream, you gotta put the time in. You know, you gotta be willing to stay up at night. You gotta be willing to get up early in the morning. You gotta be willing to study. And you're probably saying, why study? Well, so you study because why invent the wheel? Why spin your wheels? There's so many resources out there with the internet and books. That's part of your studying, is realizing what's out there. A lot of times they say when you go out the dream, you need to know your market. If you're writing a book, you need to know who your audience is. You need to know what type of book you're trying to write. Is it a relationship book? Is it a fiction? Nonfiction? You need to know these things. They're very important. And I'm telling you this tonight because a lot of people out there, they don't have this information. And a lot of people are shortchanging themselves. They're minimizing instead of maximizing, and we're not here for that. If you look at what an investment is. An investment is when you spend some money on something, and you invest that money to get something back in return. Well, that is what God has done for us. When he created us as an investment. Mm-hmm. And his payback is us maximizing on the investment of him creating us. That's our responsibility. I hear a lot of people saying, I don't know if I should go after my purpose. Let me tell you this tonight. I need you to understand this. When you're going after your purpose, it is not an option. It's a responsibility. And we have to understand that. Because a lot of times we do any and everything but the purpose. And I could tell you that everything but the purpose doesn't equal fulfillment. You know, we get caught up into a lot of these things about, I don't know if I go into my purpose if I'm going to be able to make a living. I don't know if I go into my purpose if I'm going to be able to make it work. Let me tell you this: you got to start. You know, you don't know what can happen until you start. You know, and we have all these different emotions. When we have a dream, we have, you know, one of the biggest emotions out there is fear. For some reason, we got to see things before it happens, and that's just not the way this life works. You're not going to be able to see a dream before it happens. You got to have, that's where that faith comes in. You got to have that faith, you know. If God is putting something on you, he's putting it on you for a reason. And the problem that we have a lot of times is that we on this procrastination thing. And a lot of people, they get these two words mixed up. They get procrastination and patience mixed up. They're almost similar, but they're not. Patience is moving while you're waiting on something else to come. Procrastination is doing nothing and hoping for something else to come. That's the difference between the two. And we have people out there thinking they're the same when they're really not. And procrastination, that's one of the biggest setbacks. And I say one of the biggest tragedies out there is not knowing your purpose and not having a plan. You got to have a plan. You know? I mean, we're right now in a tough economy, and I always tell people that when you know your vision, you know what kind of job to go for. When you don't know your vision, you don't know what job to go for, because we have this thing called a dream job. A dream job is that job that's going to give you the skill set, the knowledge, and everything else you're going to need for your calling. And that's one thing right now that God has really blessed me with right now. You know, I had to go through a process. I went through a process a couple months back where I was just in a position where I was not fulfilled. You know, it took me having to leave my job and be able to step out and get into this new position that I'm in right now. And this is perfect, because this is the position I've been waiting for a whole year. And we talked earlier about one of the things I told you about speaking in existence. I'm here telling you tonight, I am a living witness that speaking in existence works, because I spent a whole year writing and speaking in existence. I was writing letters to God in existence, designing my job, designing my dream. And it's so funny how it came to light just like this, the way I wrote it. I told him I wanted, you know, 8 to 5. I told him I wanted, you know, salary and commission. I told him I wanted a sales and marketing position. I told him I wanted an opportunity to be able to get better, so I can be able to continue going after the calling that he has for me, so I can continue investing in this calling. So for all you out there just listening tonight, just take these words that I'm telling you tonight. Don't take it lightly, but really listen to what I'm telling you. I'm telling you this because I care a lot about you, And I'm telling you this because I don't want you to leave this world minimized, but I want you to leave this world maximized, knowing that you've given all that you have. That's why I'm telling you this, because there's so many gifts out there. There are people out there who can sing that aren't singing. There's people out there who have writing skills that are not writing. There are people out there who need to start a business, but they're not doing a business. And so I'm telling you this tonight because I want you to understand these words, but I'm telling you this tonight because I want you to look at yourself, look at your life, and I want you may need to reposition yourself, you know? You may need to take a step back and reposition yourself into the position that you're supposed to be in. Because a lot of us, if we don't pay attention, if we don't do a self evaluation, a lot of us are in the wrong spot because we haven't sat down and done a self evaluation on ourselves. That you want to get in, Stacey?
I sure did. I was trying to unmute. I appreciate that.
I was doing the same thing. I was like taking off speakerphone, trying to press unmute, so I could share that we are listening to Shawn Watson tonight on Mindshift Talk Radio, who is just sharing some amazing words of wisdom and dropping some really great nuggets that I am, again, week after week, I'm having to move my toes because folks are stepping on them, especially in your talk about patience versus procrastination. So, yeah, my feet hurt now. Thank you very much. But Stacey.
Yeah, definitely. I do have some questions and some comments, Shawn, but I'll wait until you're finished.
Okay, well, I'm pretty much, done. I just wanted to put those, that's really was the basics of tonight, which is, again, just recapping those things. You know, you got to have the self-discipline. That's the key. You got to have the commitment, the focus, the concentration. You got to have a plan, you know. And the one thing, too, I forgot to mention that during this, I say you got to be unselfish. The reason why I say unselfish is because I know that during this process that I went through, especially with the book, you had a lot of people who they didn't want you to understand the real deal about books and book publishing. Now I say you need to be unselfish because what you learn from someone is meant to be passed on, and a lot of us want to kind of keep that inside because we're afraid of losing our spot. But it's not about that. It's about taking the knowledge that you have and being a blessing to somebody else. And that's why everything that I'm learning right now, I'm willing to pass it on because it is no benefit to me. It is no benefit to me to keep it inside, but it's a better benefit for me to be able to pass it on and pass it around so that way somebody else can get the knowledge.
Definitely. Now, at what point, Shawn, did you have that mind shift? At what point did you have that paradigm shift? Because you've talked about your story and the challenges that you've had to deal with. At what point did you say, you know what, I can't stay in that place. I'm going to have to do some things differently in order to get different results?
Well, I can tell you that as far as being overcome of that learning disability, I was about 18 years old, and that's when I took a trip down in Mississippi. I wasn't quite sure if I wanted to do it, but, I was thinking about if I should do it. I wasn't sure if I should do it, but I went ahead and I did it. I was away from, family. I was, with some relatives and everything like that. And I could tell you, looking back at that, it's been almost about 8 years ago, that was the thing that really made my life and stuff like that, was taking that trip, because it taught me a lot about myself. I remember my uncle teaching me these words. It's called attention, retention, recall. And that was the learning system that I used to get through college. That was the learning system I used to make the president's list and the dean's list and all these other academic awards and everything like that I was able to get, because a lot of people don't realize I was borderline from getting kicked out of college because I was about a low 2.0. But I went and I focused myself from getting that 2.0 to a 4.0. Within one semester, with this concentration and focus.
And I think your story is, the one thing that comes to mind when you share that story in terms of how you were diligent and you continue to talk about being determined and being dedicated, that makes me think about the story that Napoleon Hill shares in his book, In Think and Grow Rich, when he discusses his son. And he talks about his son, for those that may not have read this book, but there's a part where he discusses the situation with his son, where his son was born without ears. And, of course, science could not explain how this child would be able to hear. There were no faculties for him to be able to hear according to what they saw. They just thought it was impossible. And Napoleon Hill talked about how he just refused to believe what the doctor said. And this ties into the faith piece, because he was determined to make sure that his son did not accept the fate of the doctors. He believed that if he conditioned his son's mind to believe otherwise, that he would be effective, and truly he was, because his son was able to hear later. And he goes into detail about the steps and the things that he and his wife did to make that happen. But it goes back to what you talked about, the faith piece as well as the dedication piece. Clearly there had to be some faith there. On the son's part as well as the parents' part, they had to have faith. The child had to have faith in the parents. The parents had faith in God that it was possible. But again, when you talk about determination, they were determined to do whatever it took to exercise their faith. And I hope that when people hear this message, when we talk about the paradigm shift, when we talk about having a mind shift, when we talk about pursuing your passions and your purpose, none of the information that's been shared, even over the last month, when I think about the guests we've had over the last month, we've had Lakeisha Dixon, we've had William Lee, we have you here, Shawn, we've had Kamanzi Constable, all talking about purpose and passion and being persistent and perseverant. But it all ties back to being proactive. You know, the steps that you've shared tonight are not a passive approach. And I think it's important for all of us to understand that this is not something that you do just riding in the passenger seat of the car. You're going to have to get in the driver's seat. And when you talk about that determination piece, you know, it's not going to be an easy process. So many people sit there and say, well, it's easy for you to talk about living my purpose and pursuing my purpose, but I don't even know what that purpose is. And the way you started your message was a clear way, a clear direction to be able to determine that purpose was about first having that relationship with God, you know, about being still, about being open. And I say be open because sometimes it's funny, we pray and we ask for certain things, but we're not always ready to receive the answer. It's almost like, you know, a child sitting there saying, okay, well, I'm going to go ask my mom for popsicles, and I'm not going to take no for an answer. But, you know, we can't always go to God like that and say, okay, well, you're going to tell me yes because I want this. You know, is that truly what you want? Do you want him just to say yes to anything? So you need to be open to it. And I think fear plays a large part in that, because sometimes we're afraid of the answer that we're going to get. So it takes a lot of courage. You talked about the faith piece and you talked about commitment, but there's also courage at that place as well, because you have to be able to deal with whatever you get. And even when you're on that path pursuing that purpose and pursuing your passion, it's not an easy ride. When you listen to your story has not been easy. Your journey has not been easy. But because you understood your purpose, you were able to get through it. And you're still getting through it. Your purpose, you know, it's not fulfilled yet. You still there's so much more for Shawn Watson to do, clearly.
Definitely.
Yeah, but it sounds like you're enjoying the journey and you're open to it. You're embracing it.
That's the thing too. I forgot to mention that when you're doing this, you gotta have fun with it. You gotta have passion about it. You gotta have energy, because when you are enjoying what you're doing and you're tired, like I was a lot of times when I was doing the book or I was doing whatever else I was doing, that energy really drives you. That drives you to be able to stay up. A lot of times you wonder, why am I able to stay up? You know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Well, you're able to stay up because you're loving what you're doing, and that's giving you the energy, because that's the one thing you need in there is energy. You notice the way I'm speaking tonight. I'm not just speaking like that, but I'm speaking with passion and energy, because I'm allowing people to be able to feed off of me the way that I'm speaking. And you know, those are some of the things that is very, very important when you're, you know, going after a vision is being passionate.
Right. Definitely. And I would encourage, you know, those listening to the show, when you're talking about the purpose piece, you know, really look at yourself. Siobhan talked a lot about reflection and self-assessments and so forth. But I remember I was at a meeting one time, a networking event, and I was up speaking about my business, not my current business, but I was speaking about work and another business. And, you know, it was kind of like just kind of going through the motions and saying, yeah, I do this and I do that and I do that and this is what I do it and da-da-da-da. And then someone in the audience said, well, tell them about your radio show. And I was like, well, yes, I'm also the host of Mindshift Talk Radio. And it went from, well, I do this and I do that, to like, yeah, and this and that and that and that and that. And that. I mean, it was just like totally different. It was like someone turned on the light switch, you know. It was because I was amped up, I was excited, and I was like, oh, my gosh, like I really am more excited about the show than what's bringing in all this other income, you know what I mean, which was my job at the time. And I say that because you have to really look at yourself and say, okay, what is it that I talk about that I can talk about for hours that no one has to pay me, I just enjoy doing it? You know, maybe you're that friend that everyone calls for advice. Because they're like, okay, I'm having an issue. I know if I call this person, they're going to be real with me. They're not going to pull any punches. They're going to just go ahead and say what it is. You know, or maybe you're the person that you have a heart for people that are going through other trials. Maybe it's domestic violence. Maybe there's, you know, children, something, whatever it is. You know, I know Dr. Mike Murdock always talks about how we're all created to solve a problem. And in order for us to determine our purpose, he feels like one way to do that is to look at what problems really get under your skin, and that's when you'll realize that you're the solution to that problem. That's where you start to learn your purpose. So that's one way that you can find it. I truly believe that just being still, maybe reflection through journaling experiences has helped me. Whatever it is that works for you, just do it. But again, you have to be proactive in getting it done. It's not going to just fall in your lap. You're not going to be sitting at Starbucks someday and it's just like, oh, I had an epiphany, you know, over this latte. Like, yes, this is what I'm going to do. There has to be some work and effort on our parts as well. And then when you talked about the faith piece, just one more time, because I can't get off this faith piece. Some people will say, well, I am faithful. You know, I do believe. I do believe it's going to happen. And you say it, but then your actions don't correlate with that, right?
Yeah,
do you see that? You see people saying they're going
to
do something?
It is because you have to move. You see, a lot of times, you know, it's funny, I've been talking about a lot of these things for about a week now, just saying that a lot of people feel like their circumstance have to be perfect for them to start a vision. I gotta wait. You know, everything is going. It's not the right time right now. Well, the way I look at it is that, you know, it's never really going to be the right time because, you know, if it's this year, you have this problem, you're not sure there's no telling what next year is going to be. So you just really have to start. I mean, because if not, you wasted 2 years because you didn't do it this year. You didn't do it next year, so you wasted 2 years because you're thinking that something's going to get better. You just have to kind of start it. You have to start and have faith. You know, that's one of the things that people have an issue with is the circumstance, you know, one, in the perfect circumstance, but also two, is just they are afraid of a failure. You know, that's the biggest thing. You know, what if I you know, start my dream and it doesn't work out. Well, you just have to kind of, you have to look at it like this, is that this, to me, life is about fulfillment. There's nothing that can replace fulfillment. And really, you can't really worry about, you know, fear of, I mean, you can't really worry about the failure part. You just have to go out there and do it. And the good thing about going after a purpose is that while you're going after it, you're gonna be learning at the same time. So it's not like you're gonna be doing it by yourself, you know. And if you're the type of person who is a very persistent person, really you won't really have too much to really worry about, because what you're gonna be doing is if you're talking about starting that business, whatever it is like that, you know, whether it's writing a book, you write your book, but you also talk to other people too. You use the social media. Social media right now is like a very big resource. So I mean, it's like every question you have, whether it's starting a nonprofit, you know, a book, whatever it is, you know, it's a great tool and resource. So use it to your advantage. You know, be willing to ask questions. I think that's another people. I mean, that's another issue that people have, is that they are afraid to ask people questions. I mean, You have to get used to hearing no's. You're gonna hear no's. That's a guarantee. But I guarantee you keep on hearing no's, pretty soon you're gonna hear yes. You know. So don't be afraid of no's, and keep asking until you hear yes.
All right. I think, and then you talked about the fear of failure, but we know that sometimes we struggle from a fear of success as well.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, I guess the common denominator is the fear itself and learning how to deal with that fear. And I know there's some people that speak and say that, you know, you just have to overcome fear, or you just have to get rid of the fear and you shouldn't be afraid. And then you have others like Joyce Myers that's big that says, you know, yeah, you're going to be scared, but do it anyway, you know, and work through the fear.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's different approaches and different perspectives.
I'm a believer of that as well, is that you're really not going to get rid of the fear, but if you just do it anyways, it's kind of like, it's one of those things that, okay, I got that fear out of the way, what's next? You know, you may have a fear of something else, so it's like you kind of just move it around a little bit like that. So you really don't really let it go like that. You just have to just, like you said, you just have to do it anyways. You know, I think the problem that people have really is the hardest thing they have is starting. Everyone has a hard time getting started, you know, and I don't, you know, that's why I'm out there speaking, you know, I'm doing these shows because I want people to realize that, you know, you can start your business right now. You can start that book right now. You know what? You can start, you know, looking for that that college degree. You know, you can start doing your research right now. You know, you don't have to wait for the circumstances to be perfect. You know, I heard somebody say one time, you know, you got to look beyond your circumstances. You know, because circumstances are just temporary. You know, it's temporary and it's gonna get better. You just have to really, you know, push through it. And the one thing too I could say is that you have to embrace your process. That's one of the things I see people doing, is that they allow their process to almost kill them. You know, they're in a bad situation. They're in a bad situation, and they allow their process to almost kill them, and they allow their process to almost kill them mentally. They allow their process to keep them where they're not focused on their vision, you know. And the one thing that I did was I had a process that I was going through where I was working two jobs, and I can tell you I hated it, but I looked beyond the circumstance. I was doing everything I could to get out of there. And the problem is, a lot of times people, they're sick and tired of doing what they're doing, but they don't have the movement when it comes to doing something about it. And that's the thing. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do about it? And so while I was working those two jobs, and while I was working on my vision of writing my book, I was out there looking for a job that was going to be that dream job that was going to get me closer to that, to doing that vision, that was going to get me closer to doing this speaking game full time. And so that's what you have to do. If you're tired of doing what you're doing, you got to do something about it. Don't complain about it. Don't complain about it. Don't wait for something to happen. You got to go out there and you got to make it happen. You got to go out there and you got to create opportunities for yourself. And you gotta go and try to open some doors for yourself, you know. And I was blessed that, you know, in April I was able to call a guy, and I'm like, you know, I saw a job application, I mean, for an insurance company on your website. The guy sent me an application a week later. You know, I was at the interview. You know, about a month later, you know, I was hired on, and that's my story now. You know. So I was able to do something about my process of those two jobs, and now I'm in a position now where I'm improving my skill set as a speaker, you know, doing insurance and you know, working with insurance agents and recruiting and doing those things like that. And I have time when I'm off work to continue working on the calling. I have time to help people and be a blessing to people, and that's what it's all about.
Amen. Well, welcome to the wonderful world of insurance.
Nice and neat.
Earn your insurance patch. Awesome world. So, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Mind Shift Talk Radio with Stacey Emery and Juanita's sister, Big Bones Warren. Tonight we're joined by our special guest, Mr. Shawan Watson. Sister Big Bones, you have been quiet over there, lady. What are your thoughts about tonight's discussion?
I'm not really understanding why God keeps stepping on my toes like this.
I think the big piece in terms of talking about is several things spoken to you. The do it afraid piece about just owning your fear and knowing what that fear is and admitting what that fear is and just it doesn't matter if you're afraid. Do it afraid. It's okay to have that fear. Just do it afraid. And then the other piece is doing something about it. Folks who have been listening over the last few weeks have probably been able to tell about my job situation and the lack of contentment there. And, you know, it's what am I going to do about it? But then also, what am I getting out of it? Like stopping and looking back at what is it that I've gained and what can I glean from this time that can be applied to something else. And Shawan, great point in terms of your dream job. So I'm going to write down, you know, what my dream job is and just could just go after that. So just really, really great words and very encouraging and challenging and motivating to me. So thank you ever so much.
Thank you.
So my question to Juanita is, so what do you do now in terms of the mind shift? What's your plan of attack? I'm going to put you on the spot. We're talking about being proactive.
Change the date on my resignation letter that I've written since Friday. No, I mean since February. I think one in the dream job, writing that down, what that looks like, and also looking at the lessons learned and best practices from where I am currently, and how that can contribute to me. Like right now, I'm in a coaching class to finish up my coaching certification, and I facilitate a chaplain certification course. So just leveraging all of those things, and I think everything that I need, I kind of have. And definitely going back to check out the replay of this tonight's show and what Shawan has shared, as well as what other folks have shared, and it's just kind of writing it down, writing that vision, making it plain, and working it, you know, planning my work and working my plan.
Yeah, start growing that seed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Start planting that seed.
Definitely.
What about you, Stacey?
Well, what I was going to say in addition to that is that sometimes it's easy for us to get overwhelmed and frustrated with our current situations, instead of really having a more, I guess, holistic view of it and really saying, okay, where I am right now and what I'm experiencing right now is a necessary part of my process. Now, it's easy to say that when things are going well, when you're getting the promotions, everyone likes you at work, the kids like you when they come home, no one has an attitude. You know, it's easy to say, oh, yeah, this is a great part of the process. But it's different on Wednesday when bills need to be paid, employees are having attitudes, customers are chewing your head off, you're just completely frustrated at work. You're like, why am I doing this? Why am I here? The car has a flat tire. I mean, just it's one of those days where it seems like everything can go wrong, goes wrong, right? At that point, no one thinks, well, this is a necessary part of the process. But how many times do you sit there and, for example, say you have a flat tire, you pull over on the side of the road, someone comes to help you, and you're so caught up in just everything that's going wrong that you totally miss the blessing. Maybe this person that pulled over to save the day, per se, is someone that can impart some wisdom. Maybe it's someone that you need to network with. Maybe it's that person that's going to help you get to the next level. I say that every part of this process is necessary in this journey because we grow so much during these challenging times. And again, it's so easy to be on the top, but it's very difficult to be on the bottom. And we know that that's where character is built and developed. And so despite where you are right now, at the end of the day, if you're truly purpose-driven, if you truly are exercising and walking by faith, it doesn't matter what it looks like today. We know that this is just a season, that this too shall pass. And I just say that as a word of encouragement because we've all had our mountains. We've all had our valleys. We've had our highs. We have our lows. But at the end of the day, we truly have to believe that this will level out, that we will weather the storm, and that we are going to be successful. And I know it's not easy for everyone. I mean, I remember being totally new, like just a rookie, to these concepts that Shawan is discussing and that other speakers on the show have discussed, where it was just like, it was almost surreal to me in a sense, and I just couldn't really fathom the idea of things actually manifesting just by these now what I call quote-unquote simple principles. But they are simple principles. They're very consistent principles, and they just take some work. They take some effort on our part in terms of being diligent about the commitment piece you talked about, Shawn, about being determined and being disciplined just to make it a habit. I mean, look at all the bad habits that we have. You know, how many people just come in and you eat late and you eat the wrong things and you watch the wrong things on TV? There's plenty of bad habits. Why not just say, you know what, let me just try something different. Let me tweak this a little different and try to develop some good habits. What's the worst thing that can happen? We already know what happens with the bad habits. Why not try to do something differently? You know, so again, it's just about being open to that mind shift. And it's not something that happens overnight. We're not going to go from point A to point Z overnight. And that's why I go back to say that every situation, everything we're going through between A and Z are all necessary parts in this process. So just embrace it. The same way we talked about embracing the fear and working through it regardless is the same thing that we work through our daily processes and our daily activities. But, Shawn, I truly do appreciate you being here with us tonight. And if you could, I know we're short on time at this point, but if you could just kind of, you know, give us whatever your final words are, whatever our takeaway needs to be for our listeners. You know, we always like to have action plans. So if there's one thing you would say to those listening tonight that they would need to do to get started in this process to make sure that we're living purposefully and that we're driven, what would that be?
Well, quickly before I do that, I know we're kind of short on time. Quickly, I wanted to say this. I forgot to say it earlier, is that the most important thing, too, in this process is that we may have to look closer at our company. Sometimes the company that we keep sometimes can play a big factor. Because when you look at it, you're doing something, and someone who is close to you is telling you, giving you negative influence, that could be a part that could be setting you back. And I say, we mentioned sacrifice earlier. It's funny a lot of times how we struggle to sacrifice on our dreams, but we're not willing to sacrifice as far as leaving someone who's only meant to be there for a season. We're not willing to do that sacrifice, and that's the thing that really sets us back. So take a good look at your company. You know, take a good look at the company that you're keeping right now. Is that company going to be good for you going forward in this vision and this calling that you have? That's going to be the important thing. But what I want to leave with you tonight is this right here. Look back and think about everything we talked about tonight. If you're at home, just take a good look at yourself. Realize that you are here for a purpose. You are here for a purpose. You were not here by mistake. Find out what your gift is. Look and see what that dream is that you've always wanted. And I'm giving you a challenge tonight. And the challenge is, whatever that dream is, I challenge you to get started. And I'm telling you, it doesn't require you to do it all in one night. I'm challenging you to take one step tonight. And that one step can be get on the computer, get on the internet, doing some research. But I'm challenging you to take one step forward into your vision. Stop procrastinating. Stop trying to get confirmation from your friends. Stop all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, don't worry about the fear. Don't worry about fear of failure. If you fall, you're going to get back up. Don't worry about that. But I'm asking you, and I'm challenging you tonight, just take one step forward to your vision. Because it is your responsibility. It is not, again, like I said earlier, it is not an option. It's your responsibility. That's the only reason why you're here. You're here on an assignment. When you're here on an assignment, it's like somebody in the military. They're not there just to kind of go around in a uniform. They're there for a purpose. You know, they're protecting our country, and it's like them. You have an assignment. Your assignment may not be protecting our country. Your assignment is to find and to pursue your purpose. That's your assignment. And it's time that you start getting into that assignment.
Mm-hmm. Juwan, I have to say, just even on this last piece, on your closing, you sound so passionate, and you remind me of someone that I hold very dear to my heart, my brother from Mindshift Talk Radio, my brother from another mother, as I like to call him, and I have some other nicknames for him that if I say them, he's going to get very upset with me on air. But he is here. The motivational minister himself, Billy Miller, is on the line. What's happening, Billy?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome home to Mindshift.
Hey, I know we're running out of time, so I just want to say real quick, Juwan, I'm just proud of what you're doing, brother, and just I want you to just keep winning and keep doing what you're doing. People
Thank
are watching.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Billy, doesn't he sound like a motivational minister, Junior?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, Billy.
I'm just loving what I'm doing right now, and I just have to, before we leave tonight, I just have to just... first of all, I have to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for sure, just for allowing these doors to open up for me. But I also have to just thank my family, and I also have to thank my Facebook family while I'm on here tonight, because they have been so supportive of me through my process of writing the book and doing the speaking. So I wouldn't, I have to definitely give them all thanks tonight while I'm on this show.
Awesome. Praise God. Well, Juwan, you know, I know I'm being silly. I called you the motivational minister, Junior, but that's just because I truly do hold Billy in high regards, you know, and for me to say that, it truly is a compliment. I think I'm just going to call you the armor bearer. How about that? You're going to be the armor bearer right now.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
But, no, I do appreciate you being here. Now, if you could just tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you. I don't know if you have any upcoming engagements, anything going on that you want to share with us.
Okay. Definitely, if you're on the lines, go ahead right now and send me a friend request on Facebook. You can find me, Shawn Watson. That's Shawon. My last name is Watson. You can also find me on Twitter, at Shawn Watson on Twitter. And, while you're on the internet, why don't you go ahead and swing by Amazon or Barnes & Noble and purchase my book, Kissing Your Heart at Goodbye. It's definitely going to change the way you date in relationships.
I like that. Well, again, thank you for being here. Sister Big Bones, any final words for Mr. Watson before we have to let him go?
Teach her how to use my phone. Great job, Mr. Watson. Just really enjoyed you. Congratulations on your current success. Just trusting God for future success. I'm glad to be able to join you on your journey. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me on the show tonight. Definitely was a blessing, and thank you for all of our callers and listeners. Thank you.
Definitely. Again, so that is Juwan Watson here on Mindshift Talk Radio. Make sure you check him out on Facebook, on Twitter. You'll be able to get more information about him on mindshifttalkradio.com. We encourage you guys to make sure that, you know, not only listening to this show, but just sharing the replays and making sure that you're plugged in every week. We talked about being proactive. We talked about being consistent. We talked about being focused. We talked about so many key principles in terms of, you know, our growth and our development and our success. And we do encourage you to make sure that you're plugged in and you're connected to Mindshift Talk Radio every Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. And we'd love to hear your thoughts. You know, feel free, again, reach us at mindshifttalkradio.com. Hit the contact us link. We'd love to hear what your thoughts are about our guests, about us. Is there anything in particular you'd like us to discuss on the show? Maybe you'd like to be a guest on the show. We're always looking for people that want to share their story. So thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being so diligent about your own personal growth and development. And special thanks to my partner in success, Juanita Sister Big Bones Warren, despite her technical difficulties with her phone line tonight. I appreciate you being here with me, Mamacita.
Thank you for tolerating this non-techie that I am.
And thank you to all of you that listen to the live show again. Special thanks to Juwan Watson, and a special thanks to our brother, Mr. Billy Miller, for calling in and giving some props to Juwan. I tell you, this was awesome. So we encourage you guys, as always, to have another phenomenal, blessed, amazing week. Be productive, be proactive, and make sure that you're here with us next Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. You guys be blessed, and we'll talk to you soon. Good night.
God bless you. Goodbye.
Good night.
Mind Shift Radio.